everyone, and welcome to Real Estate Right Now. We are live from the Linda Craft Team Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of the Research Triangle Park. And we talk about real estate matters that matter to you. Oh, today's show. Let me tell you something about today's show. Because it's the question that we get regularly this time of year. You know, it's the holiday season, right? We've just all come out of Thanksgiving and we're all full and happy, right? But then we got Hanukkah, we got Christmas coming up, and we're always asked a question. Should I put my home on the market for sale? Oh, and you know, we didn't want to just have a real estate agent do that kind of answer, because you all know what they would say. Yes. No. We brought in a specialist. Her name is Christy Slater, and she's with Raleigh Show Home. She's actually the lead staging design. Thank you. And you know, we talked about that before the show, and I still messed it up doing okay. That. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. And you, we talked before the show, and you said that you actually went to school for interior design.
Yes, I did.
And how long have you been doing this work?
So interior design since the early 90s, but working for show homes, I've been doing it now for 8 years.
Okay. So when it comes to seeing, you know, when homes go on the market, regardless of the season, mm-hmm. you've seen it all.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Seen it all.
You've seen it all. All right. So then this comes down to the question that we all are asking ourselves, or at least people who are considering putting their home on the market for sale. And they're saying to themselves, okay, Christy, in a holiday market, is it a good idea for me to put my home on the market right now?
Yes, actually it is. Sellers don't need to be afraid. The most serious people that are buying, the most serious buyers are out in the market right now.
Okay.
And so when you put your house on the market during this time, you're going to get serious buyers coming through, and you're also, it's a great time for many reasons, tax advantages. You can have, what do I want to say? I want to say that you have plenty of options. The transactions usually go smoother.
Right.
Relocation companies are also looking for, at this time. So that's important to remember. And sometimes people are looking for a fresh start.
Right, right. And it's kind of a perfect time, actually, in a lot of ways, too, because schools is out of session.
Right, right.
And if you got to make a transition to a new place with children, right?
Exactly.
This can be a great transition. Now, nobody likes moving, typically, but it is a great transition time because, you know, you're moving in the holidays and you can get a fresh start. Mm-hmm, exactly. Right there, right, for kids.
Yep.
And you know, let's be honest, you know, it's tough for kids to make the move, but this can be a great time to
Absolutely.
Do that in the middle. And you're so right about the relocation thing, because mm-hmm. this is perfect, because you're ending 1 year and you're starting the next.
Exactly. Relocation companies are in search of homes for these clients that are looking right now. So it's a great time.
Right. So it's a perfect time mm-hmm. for them to do that. Do you find that when this time of year for you in particular, that when people are thinking about putting the home on the market, that they want your advice probably more than ever during this time of year?
Absolutely, because they're not quite sure if they should put it on the market. And then if they do, then is it okay to decorate, and the reasons why that they want to feel secure that it's okay to decorate and make sure that putting the holiday spirit inside their
right.
house.
Right.
You know, and of course you should, it's your house. It's still your house.
Right.
And if it's tactfully done, you absolutely want to do it.
One of the questions that people ask also is, so if sellers decide to list during the holiday season, they may ask themselves, should I put decorations on?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about that?
Yes. If it's tactfully done, you want to decorate so that it coordinates with your house. That's the best way. It's going to feel cohesive that way.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it minimally too. You don't want to go overboard.
Right.
And you want to put a restriction to certain types of decoration that you put in there, overly religious and overly personalized.
Mm.
You want to kind of tone that down. You still want buyers to walk in and feel that they can envision themselves there,
right?
And so if it's too personalized, of course, and this goes for year round too. I mean, obviously that's one of the things that we say is you want to minimize your personal effects. So you don't want to have a bunch of personal photos and cards and things like that. So that's one of the things that we definitely say it's okay to decorate tastefully. Maybe outdoors, keep it to a minimum. You don't want to go crazy with the big, huge blow-up stuff. But, you know, as long as
you're don't take away the blow-up stuff. I love the blow-up stuff. Don't take away my blow-up stuff.
But, you know, it gives buyers a sense of what the space will look like for the holidays. Mm. And when the buyers are looking at houses, what are they looking for? Is this a great entertaining space? Mm. So right then they can see, oh, this works beautifully. I can envision it decorated for Christmas and entertaining and having a lovely Christmas party.
Yeah, but here's the thing I'm wondering too, because now I'm going to speak, you know, from a psychology standpoint, and I know that part of what you do is psychology. Yes. A lot of it is psychology, and because emotions are involved and very, very much so. So part of this is too, right? There's probably a wrong thing to do is not do any decorating whatsoever. Would that be a wrong thing to do?
Yes, because it's going to feel kind of cold. I think people expect to see some of that holiday warmth inside the house. And again, I feel that it does bring that emotional connection, which is huge. When you're buying a house, that emotional connection and attachment to the house is what's going to bring the offer.
Right.
And so by tastefully decorating it to the point of someone can envision themselves buying the house and how it's going to look for Christmas, I think that's great.
So I think what I'm hearing you say here is for those people who watch Christmas Vacation, like I do, we don't want to take a Griswold version of the house.
Right. We want to make it, we want to tactfully put less is more.
Okay.
You know, and also you want to have the space kind of coordinate. If you've got blue walls, then maybe bring out silvers and blues to kind of coordinate, and so that it doesn't feel, you want to decorate tactfully, basically.
Okay, that's really interesting, because I've always been interested in color psychology, right? And so maybe help us out here with some color combinations that work in houses, that and some that you shouldn't do, and maybe some things. So like what's a color combination when it comes to Christmas that you wouldn't want to match, that might be
that way? So if your house is like full of blues and grays, I would think that the bright reds and greens might kind of clash a little bit. So I would recommend doing something that has the blues and silvers. Now, if your house has more of the cream colors, gold looks beautiful as the more standout color, you know? And so, I enjoy seeing a house that brings in the elements of the house along with the decorations. It just coordinates so nicely.
Okay. Help me understand that piece about when you say elements of the house, what are you referring to there?
So when it comes to staging, the biggest thing is to bring out the bones of the house and the items that are going to convey with the house, which is the millwork, the floors, the granite, the structure itself, and you elevate it by putting the right decor in it.
Okay. So, a lot of people have a mantle over the fireplace, and you know, we like to put stockings and things like that. Is there a rule of thumb that you have in regard to that, in terms of something like that, that you like to say, okay, this might be a better idea?
No, I mean, as long as it looks homey, welcoming, and comfortable, those are the biggest keys. You don't want to off-put someone by having overly religious sort of, I would just keep that to a minimum and just worry about, you know, making the house feel comfortable and homey and welcoming to all.
We got a question from Kirk Warner. He says, sounds like cheerfulness is expressed that way for Christmas tastefully, but what about the non-denominational perspective purchaser? And I think that's what you're addressing here.
Exactly. That's why you can bring in color in the holiday spirit, but to a minimum and tactfully.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so we talked about colors, and we refer mostly to the walls, but then you talked about things like the countertops and the kitchen. Mm-hmm. How do we start incorporating that into, you know, a design and when it comes to Christmas?
Right, so...
Like, because, you know, do we want to... I mean, I'm thinking, you know, we like to put things on flat surfaces.
Sure.
Right? Sure. Especially at Christmas, right? We have all these things. Mm-hmm. What do you do there?
So I feel cohesive if you put a little bit of decor in each room that's tastefully done. So maybe you have a chandelier, and so you maybe you put a little garland or a little bit of, you know, ornaments hanging on it. Right. You know, that shouldn't really offend anyone's okay. particular that's going to be coming through the house. The mantle, of course, that's the first place people look if you have a mantle. And if you don't actually have a mantle, you can always create a focal point inside like your living space, especially with the tree added. I think that's all you need. It's just a few here or there, a nice wreath on the door to welcome someone at the front door. And as long as it's tasteful, I think it's great to decorate. I feel that it evokes the holiday spirit. People are, you know, they just want to come in and just feel that joy.
Right. Okay. So now let's talk about the kids, though. Mm-hmm. Right? Because some of these houses have children, and we don't want to, you know, I mean, we still want to give them, you know, the joy of the holiday season.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So what do you do to kind of bridge that gap if you have children and you've got your house on the market? What do you like to recommend in terms of bridging that gap for so that they feel like it's still, you know, Christmas?
Sure.
What advice do you give them?
Well, I mean, obviously over the years they've may have made some decorations for the tree. I think that's whimsical and it adds special family unit and memories and sentimentalness to that. So I think that's perfectly fine to add those kid touches to the tree of those homemade decor. I would just stick to keeping minimum of photos specifically and personalized cards so that the buyer still comes in and still can feel that sense of holiday spirit, but not too over personalized.
How do you feel? This just in. Okay. This just in. How do you feel about like one of the children who want to decorate their room for Christmas? Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts there? Because, you know, they want to go, you know, I know that mom and dad are selling the house, and I want to keep this to a minimum, but at the same time, I'd like to decorate my room, you know, to give myself a Christmas feel. What's your thoughts there?
I think that would be fine as long as it's, tastefully and not, you know, doesn't have too much religious connotation to it. I think that it's sweet to walk in a child's room and still feel a little bit of they're excited. It's Christmas. Right. Of course they want to feel that inside their room, and that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Presents okay under the tree?
Well, if they're real presents, that's a security thing. I would definitely recommend that those be safeguarded and kept. Okay. You know, you got to remember these are, you know, strangers coming into your home, and you want to protect your belongings.
How about fake presents?
Fake presents is okay. wrap all the boxes you want under there that have nothing in them. Sure.
To do that. So what is the biggest challenge for you during this time of the year when you're putting a home on the market, the home's going on the market? Mm-hmm. What do you find is your biggest challenge when you're dealing with somebody who's going to put a home on the market?
That they're going to have to declutter and start packing some of that stuff away, especially if you're bringing additional decoration in. The first thing you want to do is get the house really nice and clean, deep cleaned, and then furniture. You probably have to edit furniture to make room for that tree. And you're going to be moving. I mean, this market in this area is hot. So the houses are going to sell. You might as well just give yourself the leg up and go ahead and pack the stuff up and get it out of the way, especially personal belongings.
Okay. So what I'm hearing then is what's very similar, regardless of the season, is go ahead and start decluttering now.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't wait.
Right. You're going to be moving. It's going to happen.
Right. Do you find that it's more difficult for people maybe this time of year because it's a holiday time of year and people are, you know, they want to hold on to those family memories and those things. Do you find it's more difficult for them to take the family pictures off the wall during this time of year and some of the personal things than it is in other times of year?
Possibly. I mean, there's probably some that will have that hardship. It depends the reason why they're putting the house on the market. One of the first things I like to know when I'm doing a staging project is, what is the reason why they're leaving? Where are they going? I like to know, is it a job relocation? And sometimes it's not always a happy, situation. Right. So you always want to handle it with extreme, care to this is someone's home and they might not want to be giving it up, but they might have to. So we do broach those questions, personal questions, when when applicable. But for the most part, I always recommend putting away personal photos, whether they're happy about doing this or not. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and that's that, you know, I know that can be tougher during the holidays.
Oh, of course. Yeah, there's always that sentimental. Yeah.
Right, because it's just, I mean, we're all more, you know, this time of year, the holidays, we're family.
Memories,
right?
Yeah.
Memories, right. We want to hold on to those things just a little bit longer. All right, so here's another question that we have here is, okay, so now we know we should list. Mm-hmm. We know we should decorate, mm-hmm. right, during the holidays. What's the best way to showcase the home?
So the best way to showcase the home is, as I started to say, is declutter. Get it really nice and clean. Maybe edit out some of the furniture so there's plenty of walking space. Study the house from, stand back, not as the owner, but as someone coming in, starting right at the front door. The curb appeal, how does the condition of the door look, the condition of the house itself, the exterior, the mailbox, does it need power washing? We want it to feel clean, homey, sparkling, ready to go, to show that it's been well kept is very important. So we start there, then we walk inside, and then we basically want it to feel very open and spacious. You know, there's going to be lots of different people in there, and you want to be careful that there's lots of room for people to walk around and not feel like they're going to bump into your personal belongings and possibly break something. Mm-hmm. So by making the space. Second of all, I would say adding that the home touches tactfully and well decorated, as we discussed. And, you know, one of the things that Linda's craft team Realty offers is that once the holiday's over, you take the decorations down and you can have those pictures reshot. Because one of the things that people have this idea is, oh, well, I've decorated my house and now these photos show that it's been on the market during the holidays. So that's one of the things that Linda's offers.
Yeah, but they'll retake the photos.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, so you don't have to worry that they're time stamped but most of the stuff's selling so quickly that it's really not a problem.
I'm thinking about pre-preparation for the home a little bit here, because I'm thinking in terms of, okay, before you put one decoration up,
okay,
I'm thinking that you probably, you're talking about standing away from the house, probably need to take a look, right? Does something need paint?
Yes. Get ready to add that list of, you know, what have I been missing? The maintenance, have I kept up with everything? Does the toilets all work? Do the light bulbs, are they all, so that when the lights get turned on, you'd be surprised how many things that we just don't notice in our own homes. So it's really having to take that step back and pretend I'm the buyer. Look at it in different eyes.
Right. And that includes, you know, I'm really caught up into sometimes the entrance of houses. You know, as people pull their car into a driveway, right? And I sometimes decorations cover things that you don't really want to cover up front,
right?
So, you know, before you put the lights on the bushes, maybe have them trimmed.
Exactly. Yes, you want everything to look welcoming and maintained and just taken care of, because that's huge. Nobody wants to buy a property that they feel that hasn't been cared for.
Now, do you help people, like, let's say they're going to put their house on the market, and they go, okay, I'm not sure I can be objective enough to know what I should do.
Sure.
Do you do that? Can you walk in and help people do that?
Well, sure. The realtor can usually start, but then if they're getting some sort of pushback, or, you know, maybe they feel that they need an expert come in, sure, absolutely. Show homes will be brought in, and we will also advise some of the things that they want to listen to us and take things less personal, because we're coming in and we really don't have a dog in the fight. We're just here to just guide you correctly and to make sure that your house sells for the top dollar. And to do that, you're going to have to put some money into it, for sure.
Right. Well, I think, though, there's this thing about staying in your lane, meaning that, you know, you're an expert. This is your expertise, right? And, you know, I mean, listen, nothing against the real estate profession or the professionals here at Linda Craft Team, but the truth of the matter is, you are an expert in what looks good. And so sometimes I wonder if it's better to bring you in during that process, because you know, a lot of times, you know, a real estate professional will come in and go, we need to do this, this, and this. And then they'll go,
Do I really have to?
Do I really have to?
Sure.
And then you can be kind of a buffer for that.
Absolutely. That's what we come in and we tactfully basically tell them what we feel the house really needs. As a neutral party coming in, we just tell them, this is treat us like we're the buyers. We're the first time buyers coming in, and we're the first eyes seeing it. And we always want to let everyone know that what we're seeing and what's standing out is a glaring, you know, hey, this kind of should be taken care of.
Is there some things that we haven't discussed yet that you go, oh, you know what, you know, at Christmas time, you know, Christmas time, the holiday time, you know, there's something else here that maybe we haven't thought about that we should bring up in terms of this time of year when you're getting your house ready for sale that you can think of that really, really can aid and help them, you know, put the best foot forward?
The exterior, having it nice and trimmed, because right now with all the leaves gone and, you know, the grass isn't as green, I think it's really important to make sure it's tidy at least. And then the interior has that wow factor. When you walk in, it feels clean, it feels homey, it feels inviting, it feels taken care of. And that's huge to a buyer. They just want to make sure that they're getting a good buy. And that's something that's solid and has been cared for.
Okay. The Christmas tree, right? You talked about that being a focal point, which it typically is whenever you go, if you go in the office, right? If you come in here to the office, the first thing you see is that big red tree,
right?
we have here in the office.
Yeah, I love it. I love that tree.
You love that tree here in the office, right? But that's what happens, isn't it? Is that we focus on that tree in the room.
Right.
Is there too big, too small?
I would say the scale of your ceilings, if you've got a nice cathedral ceiling and a nice tall tree, it just takes your breath away. It just looks stunning. If you have shorter, you know, 8-foot standard ceilings or whatever, then I would say keep to like a 7-foot, give it a nice little bit of clearance there.
Real or fake?
I'm allergic to real, so I'm okay with artificial. So, but either way, as long as it's tactfully put together and looks homey and decorated nice, I feel that it doesn't matter if it's real or artificial.
I got another question from Kirk, and he says, "Are there any design ideas for the holidays you love and that you could share?"
Design ideas that I love. I personally every year change the decor on my tree, and that's one of the things I love to do. As being a designer, I envision a different look for my tree every single year. So that's one of the things I love to do. Baking, going back to like being in the kitchen, that's one of the things that I love to do. And when you put your house on the market, the smell of fresh baked cookies.
Right. Yeah. I was going to ask you.
Yes.
Is it okay to?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And bake them and leave them out for people coming to see the house, of course.
Don't make pizza and lasagna, right?
Or fish.
Don't make pizza, lasagna, or fish, right? Right?
Yes.
Right? Or heavy spiced food.
Yes.
Go with the cookies, right?
No, but that adding the aroma to also, again, evokes those holiday traditions and families and memories. And it's good to have that sort of stuff, you know, the smell and along with the holiday spirit.
Yeah. It's always interesting to me this time of year when houses go on the market, because people, feel like, oh my gosh, it's not going to sell very fast, or it's not, but it's just really not true. They sell just as fast this time of year as any other time of year, because there's just so much less competition.
Yes, there's less competition. There's more serious buyers looking during that time. Say you have some family coming into town who's thinking about relocating. Mm. When are you going to do that? When they're in town, which is during the holiday.
Oh, that brings me another question. What happens if you have guests and you've got it, right? You've got family coming in and you've got your house. Now what do you do?
Well, you can put a stop showing here or there. I would recommend for one specific one or two days, you know, to hold no showings, but beyond that, you want to do your best to accompany anyone that wants to look at your house.
Okay. Don't burn the cookies. Make the cookies.
Right? Make the cookies. Right. Decorate
the
house.
And then get out.
Yes. And light it up. Light the house up. Put every light on, because everything should feel bright and welcoming to a buyer.
So what about no tree?
No tree?
What if you don't put a tree? How do you feel about that if you don't have a tree at all during this time here?
Well, and they may would just assume that it's someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas, which is fine as well. But if you are, it's your house on the market and you want to put a tree up, we're saying do it.
Okay.
But if you don't normally celebrate, then that's fine too.
Yeah, I think, you know, it goes back to one of the first things that you said here, and that was, you know, we want to create an environment that is still festive.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Not overly religious.
Right.
But is inviting still, right? And there is something about a tree that does kind of create, you know, help us, right? And it is a focal point.
Yes. It's because it's so beautiful when it's lit up and has all the ornaments and catching the light and brings on that emotional connection, family, and sentimental value and the holiday spirit.
Right. Okay. Controversy. Mm-hmm. Here's the controversy. Mm-hmm. Got to know from a professional.
Okay.
Colored lights or white lights?
Oh, I do both. One year I'll do both. I think every tree has the capability of being beautiful regardless of whether it's colored or white.
Okay.
So I've done them different every year. Sometimes I've done just red lights. Sometimes I've just done blue lights. I did a Frozen theme one year.
Oh, really?
It was gorgeous. It's just silvers and blues.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
Do a Frozen theme.
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
That's really, really cool. Okay, so now what I'm hearing you say, and we're going to wrap it up here, but you know what? You can be creative here.
Yes. Be creative. Tactful. Make sure it looks beautiful. Stand back. Does the house look warm, comforting, and cozy? Add a few blankets, throw rugs. Make it look inviting. And the eye buys.
Right. Oh, the eye buys.
I love that. Yeah. It is an emotional connection. The eye buys.
Yeah. The eye buys. I love that. So tell people how to get a hold of you if they've got further questions.
They can reach me at showhomesraleigh.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and all of them, all the platforms.
Okay. And it's Christy with a K.
Christy, K-R-I-S-T-Y, Slater.
Okay. And showhomesraleigh.
Showhomesraleigh.com. Yep.
And then you can find there, because that's where I find your picture.
Yeah.
And was able to post that here. You've been great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. You know what? That's the show. You know what? You just learned from the expert. You know, what should you do? Should you put your home on the market during this time here? Answer is yes. But do it right. All right. We're going to be back next week with another great guest. It's going to be another great show. As I say to you everywhere, thank you so much. You have a lot of choices. You chose us. Ciao, everybody.
Everything. It ain't worth living if